Hachette Audio presents Brood, written by Chase Novak, read by Elizabeth Rogers and Kevin T. Collins. For Celeste. Prologue. They were not here to clean up a crime scene. That grisly work had been accomplished 2 years ago by Restore Pro, when the townhouse on 69th Street was closer to Hell's Ninth Circle than it was to its former incarnation, a stylish, impeccable, historically correct Upper East Side townhouse, one of the few left in New York City that had remained in the same family since its construction. The last owner had been Alex Twisden, who had lived there his entire life, first as a child, then as a playboy, then as a corporate lawyer obsessed with his work, then as a somewhat reclusive bachelor, then as the newlywed husband of a beautiful younger woman named Leslie Kramer, then as the father of twins, and, finally, stemming from the fertility treatments he and Leslie endured in order to procreate, as a kind of beast for which neither science nor folklore has a name. Restore Pro's workers, decked out in muck boots, respirators, and hazmat suits, had swooped in. Of course, the worst thing about the cleanup was the blood, the hair, the fur, the bones, and the teeth, the parts of bodies for which neither Alex nor Leslie had a taste. They both eschewed ears and found feet, as a rule, inedible. But there was a lot more to do than simply remove the evidence, showing that, for a time, the elegant old house had been an abattoir. There was disinfecting to be done. There were odors to be dispelled, and others that could only be covered up. There were scratches.